morning. My guest this morning is Argo Thompson from the Left Edge Theater Company. Good morning, Argo.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
I'm glad to have you. I got notice from you some weeks ago about this new theater company, and I've been waiting to find out about it.
That's good.
So
that's
talk good. About Left Edge Theater, and then we'll talk about the play that Left Edge is going to present for its first outing.
Thank you. Sure. So I dusted off an old list, an old email list. From about 10 years ago, and your name was on there, from Actors Theater and from Sixth Street Playhouse. So this is kind of the next generation for me of Actors Theater. It's a jumping off point from their mission, which was contemporary plays for a bold audience. And so when I looked around the county, I saw that there wasn't really a company that was focused on doing works that were written in the last 5 years, works that had never been produced in this county before, works that were primarily plays in nature and not musicals. Mm-hmm. So when I saw that that space was open, I started getting contacted from ex-board members, from ex-donors who were saying, you know, what is happening? Why aren't you doing theater in this county? There's this void. And I said, okay, I can do this. This is my favorite type of theater. Group of friends got together. We started dreaming up what would happen. That was about 3 years ago when we were thinking about this. And then my wife really encouraged me. She said, you should do what you love to do, which we like to hear. Sometimes it doesn't bring us any money, but it sure brings us lots of joy. So, yeah, I stepped out on
sometimes
that ledge
again. Sometimes
it fools
you and brings you money.
Well, we never know. We never know. Right. But it is bringing me lots of joy. So, yeah, we planned a four-show season. I sent out the word to a number of theater companies in the town and said, hey, I'm thinking about doing this four shows. Do you have any space for us? And the Wells Fargo Center got back right away and said, hey, we've got a space for you. Remember you when you were Actors Theater and the works you did. And that fills a void in our programming as well. Because
right.
they also have a community theater that does primarily musicals.
That's right.
And they have a youth program there that does shows with children, but they don't have an adult theater that's focused on contemporary plays.
And it's right around the corner from my house.
Oh,
couldn't
that's
be better.
Good. I'm glad. And you have no excuse for being there every single night.
So your first play opens on September 4th.
That's
Good
right.
People.
That's right.
Talk about it.
Sure. Well, it's by one of my favorite playwrights, David Lindsay Hebert. We did one of his works a few years back called Fuddy Mirrors, and I'm sure people remember him. He's done some acclaim. He wrote the lyrics and the words for the adaptation of Shrek, the musical, which I just saw recently and thought, what a coincidence. But he's zany, off-kilter, off-beat. And it's a play about a woman who's down on her luck. She just gets fired in the very first scene from the dollar store. It's set in South Boston. I mean, you know you're down in your luck
really?
When you get fired from the dollar store. The next scene, we find out she has an adult daughter who has some degenerative disease and needs full-time care. So she's really down on her luck. We find out that her ex-boyfriend from high school is in town. Now he's a successful lawyer. He's left Boston and become a successful lawyer and moved his practice back. So her friends suggest that she tell him that that girl was hers, was his. Excuse me, her daughter was his. And whether or not this is the truth, we don't know in the play, which makes it a very fascinating story.
Yes.
But she's not going to do that. She just wants a job. She goes to him and asks for work. And it looks like it's about to work out, but then he doesn't go for it, says something, and it all unravels. And we don't really ever know what the truth was, but I'll leave that to the audience to guess.
That's great.
What it was.
Exactly the kind of play that you guys should be doing.
Yeah, very funny, very thought-provoking. Hopefully people will leave talking about it for many days to come.
So this opens on September 4th, plays through the 19th. Where in the Wells Fargo Center?
Yeah, we have this sweet little space called the Karsten Cabaret. And if you remember, the Karstens supported Actors Theater in the early days. They put in all the carpets for the phone. Now, they supported the Wells Fargo Center, and they created this space in their honor. It's about a 200-seat theater if you put all the seats in theater style, but we're doing it cabaret style and getting it very close. So there are tables interspersed with seats so you can bring your concessions to your seats and watch the show.
How do you get tickets?
About 99 seats. You call the Wells Fargo Center at 546-3600, or you can go to our website, www.leftedgetheater.com.
It's September 4th to the 19th. Good people at the Wells Fargo Center. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.